Text 34. So many people go to school for an education. They learn languages, history, geography, physics, chemistry, and mathematics. Others go to school to learn a skill so that they can make a living. School education is very important and useful. Yet no one can learn everything from school. A teacher, no matter how much he knows, can't teach his students everything that they want to know. His job is showing his students how to learn. He teaches them how to read and how to think. Much more is to be learned outside school by the students themselves. Great scientists such as Newton, Galileo, and Einstein didn't get everything from school, but they were all successful. They invented many things. The reason for their success is that they knew how to study. In other words, they knew how to use their brains. They read books that were not taught at school, and they worked hard all their lives. So many people go to school for an education. They learn languages, history, geography, physics, chemistry, and mathematics. Others go to school to learn a skill so that they can make a living. School education is very important and useful. Yet no one can learn everything from school. A teacher, no matter how much he knows, can't teach his students everything that they want to know. His job is showing his students how to learn. He teaches them how to read and how to think. Much more is to be learned outside school by the students themselves. Great scientists such as Newton, Galileo, and Einstein didn't get everything from school, but they were all successful. They invented many things. The reason for their success is that they knew how to study. In other words, they knew how to use their brains. They read books that were not taught at school, and they worked hard all their lives.
Text 35. Now, you want me to tell you another story, right? Okay, here's another one. 7 young students, 4 boys and 3 girls, after traveling on foot for 5 hours, arrived at the forest where they were going to stay for several days. Now they sat down and took a rest. All of them felt tired, hot, and hungry, so they decided to eat something first. They washed their hands in the river and quickly sat down and ate up all the food that they had brought with them. Now they were all ready to start. "Oh, no," cried one of the girls. "What's the matter?" asked the other children. "We've forgotten to bring the food." Now, you want me to tell you another story, right? Okay, here's another one. 7 young students, 4 boys and 3 girls, after traveling on foot for 5 hours, arrived at the forest where they were going to stay for several days. Now they sat down and took a rest. All of them felt tired, hot, and hungry, so they decided to eat something first. They washed their hands in the river and quickly sat down and ate up all the food that they had brought with them. Now they were all ready to start. Oh, no, cried one of the girls. What's the matter? Asked the other children. We've forgotten to bring the food.
Text 36. Now I want to tell you a story about a person who always went to the same beer house at the same time every day and asked for 2 glasses of beer. He drank them and then asked for 2 more. One day, the man in the beer house said to him, Why do you always ask for 2 glasses of beer? Why don't you get 1 big glass instead? The person answered, Because I don't like to drink alone. I drink with my friend. But a few days later, the person came in and asked only for 1 glass of beer. Oh, said the beer man, has your friend died? Oh, no, said the person. He is very well. This glass of beer is for him. But I have stopped drinking beer. My doctor does not want me to drink any more because it is dangerous for me. Now I want to tell you a story about a person who always went to the same beer house at the same time every day and asked for 2 glasses of beer. He drank them and then asked for 2 more. One day, the man in the beer house said to him, Why do you always ask for 2 glasses of beer? Why don't you get 1 big glass instead? The person answered, Because I don't like to drink alone. I drink with my friend. But a few days later, the person came in and asked only for 1 glass of beer. Oh, said the beer man, has your friend died? Oh, no, said the person. He is very well. This glass of beer is for him. But I have stopped drinking beer. My doctor does not want me to drink any more because it is dangerous for me.
全国公共英语等级考试第二级模拟试卷第二部分笔试样卷听力录音稿第一节听下面5段对话每段对话后有一个小题从题中所给的 A、 B、 C 3个选项中选出最佳选项 并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。 你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择B项。 并在试卷上将其标出。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。Text
1. When's the show supposed to start?
Don't worry. It won't start until 10:30. We've still got 20 minutes. Text 2. Is this school really as good as people say?
It used to be even better.
Text 3. Good morning, sir. Could I ask you to check in, please?
Certainly.
Your name, please?
Charlie Kemp.
Okay. Your room number is 2004. Now, fill in the form if you would, please, Mr. Kemp.
Okay.
Text 4. This is a beautiful park. Shall we come again tomorrow?
Don't we have to go shopping?
We can do that in the afternoon and come here in the morning.
Okay. And let's bring Joe and Linda with us. Text 5. Where have you been all this time? The train's about to leave.
I'm sorry I'm late, but I was waiting for you at the information desk. It's lucky I found you here on the platform.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在事件的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有五秒钟的时间阅读各个小题。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Text 6. Morning, Mr. Huang.
Morning. Have there been any calls for me this morning?
Yes. Mr. Gao rang about the agreement.
Oh, what time was that?
About 8:30. Can you call him at 3 o'clock this afternoon?
Yes. Okay.
Morning, Mr. Huang.
Morning. Have there been any calls for me this morning?
Yes. Mr. Gao rang about the agreement.
Oh, what time was that?
About 8:30. Can you call him at 3 o'clock this afternoon?
Yes. Okay.
Text 7. Have we agreed where we're going to meet Lee and Wong on Sunday?
Well, I talked to the others, and nobody seemed to have any idea what they wanted to do.
I thought we were going to that restaurant. What was it?
The McDonald's at the end of the Beijing Road. I suggested it a long time ago.
Well, I think we should agree on that.
Okay. I'll phone the others.
Have we agreed where we're going to meet Lee and Wong on Sunday?
Well, I talked to the others, and nobody seemed to have any idea what they wanted to do.
I thought we were going to that restaurant. What was it?
The McDonald's at the end of the Beijing Road. I suggested it a long time ago.
Well, I think we should agree on that.
Okay, I'll phone the others.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 8. Why did you sell the car?
It was giving me too much trouble. I was spending so much money on it that I was, spending more money than it was worth. Unfortunately, of course, when you actually sell the car, you've already, spent the money on it. So you lose both ways.
What was wrong with your old car?
The engine needs a lot of repairs, and the wheels were giving trouble now and then. When I set off a journey, it gave me a sort of fearing that I might not get to the other end. So I decided to change it.
Is the new car good?
Yes, it's newer, more comfortable, and it hasn't given me any trouble at all. When I set off, I'm quite sure that I'll be able to get to the other end safely.
Why did you sell the car?
It was giving me too much trouble. I was spending so much money on it that I was, spending more money than it was worth. Unfortunately, of course, when you actually sell the car, you've already, spent the money on it. So you lose both ways.
What was wrong with your old car?
The engine needs a lot of repairs. And the wheels were giving trouble now and then. When I set off a journey, it gave me a sort of fearing that I might not get to the other end. So I decided to change it.
Is the new car good?
Yes, it's newer, more comfortable. And it hasn't given me any trouble at all. When I set off, I'm quite sure that I'll be able to get to the other end safely.
Text 9. I'm free this afternoon. Shall we go to the cinema?
Okay, but I hate love stories. Any films about war on today?
I'm afraid not. How about the theater?
Well, most plays are badly written, though they're not expensive.
Let's go to a concert. You like music very much, don't you?
Yes. Light music. But now you can only hear noisy music. American songs, or songs where you can't understand a single word.
What are you going to do then?
Why not go to the library to borrow some books? You like reading as much as I do, don't you?
Okay, let's. I'm free this afternoon. Shall we go to the cinema?
Okay. But I hate love stories. Any films about war on today?
I'm afraid not. How about the theater?
Well, most plays are badly written, though they're not expensive.
Let's go to a concert. You like music very much, don't you?
Yes, light music. But now you can only hear noisy music. American songs, or songs where you can't understand a single word.
What are you going to do then?
Why not go to the library to borrow some books? You like reading as much as I do, don't you?
Okay, let's.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Text 10. Could I have your attention, please? Thank you. As I told you yesterday morning, this afternoon is our shopping afternoon. If you look on the back page of your tour program, you'll see a little map of the city center with the names of some of the shops marked. As you won't have too much time, I'm just going to explain to you what they sell. We're now in the Friendship Shopping Center. On your right is LARPS, a very good place for shoes and boots, rather than gloves, bags, clothes, or other. Opposite that is Li Ning, a good place for sports goods. Not cheap, but really pretty. Next door to Li Ning is a place for books. They have got books on almost every subject anyone has ever written about. Airplanes to animals, but Chinese only. So none of your English books, I'm afraid. If you walk along, there are shops which sell cameras, radios, and so on, which you won't buy, I'm afraid. If you are tired, or would like to have a nice cup of afternoon tea, I suggest Splendid Tea Shop, where you can have British afternoon tea with very good homemade cakes, chocolates, and other. The shop is two blocks away from here, but within walking distance. Could I have your attention, please? Thank you. As I told you yesterday morning, this afternoon is our shopping afternoon. If you look on the back page of your tour program, you'll see a little map of the city center with the names of some of the shops marked. As you won't have too much time, I'm just going to explain to you what they sell. We're now in the Friendship Shopping Center. On your right is LARPS, a very good place for shoes and boots, rather than gloves, bags, clothes, or other. Opposite that is Li Ning, a good place for sports goods. Not cheap, but really pretty. Next door to Li Ning is a place for books. They have got books on almost every subject anyone has ever written about. Airplanes to animals, but Chinese only. So none of your English books, I'm afraid. If you walk along, there are shops which sell cameras, radios, and so on, which you won't buy, I'm afraid. If you are tired, or would like to have a nice cup of afternoon tea, I suggest Splendid Tea Shop, where you can have British afternoon tea with very good homemade cakes, chocolates, and other. The shop is two blocks away from here, but within walking distance.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。
理解部分到此结束。